Oliver, Epps, Stanberry, Lippert, and Smith for the Oakland Patriots. For the Seagull Stars, getting the star tonight, 6'2 junior guard Aiden Burton. He's number 35, Burton. Number 50, Damian Clark, 6'5 senior forward Clark. Number 10, Charles Clark, 5'11 junior guard Clark. Number 12, Trey Trice, a sophomore. He plays little wing, I guess, for you. And we're going to call him about 6 foot, Trey Trice, number 12. And number 22, Ryan Jones, 5'5", junior guard Jones. Jones, Trice, Clark, and Burton, the lineup for the Seagull Stars. And John, the D&J's Tom Crager, who is here, just tweeted out moments ago that he talked to Ben Dodson about Robert Brandon. And apparently Robert Brandon in that game that last Friday versus Smyrna suffered a slight MCL sprain and looks like maybe region tournament by the time he can get back at it.
That's a pretty it takes a little while to heal, but it's that's good news, really. I mean, it's not worse than that. He's on crutches down there tonight, but
now here is what I think is the discussion that's going on between Mike Wright, Ben Dodson, and the officials. You've got Siegel in the gray uniforms and Oakland in the white uniforms, and I'm not so sure that they're not considering those both home jerseys. And if that's the case, that you may remember in the last year's region tournament for Laverne, that was a technical foul to begin the game because of the jersey situation. I do believe that's what they're talking about here.
Or powder.
Well, maybe so.
There you go, Brian.
That is the case. I didn't hear. What did you hear them say, Tom, about the reasoning? Something visible on the uniform. So it's not the color.
It's the fact that I think not being able to see that Siegel on there.
Something about the Nike swoosh on there, maybe. I know it can't be because Oakland has it too. Well, we'll figure that out. Dante Lippert at the foul line to start this game. So we don't start with a tip, and that's very unusual. You start with free throws, and it should be Oakland's ball. Should be no tip. Second one for Lippert off the lip of the rim. So we hit one of two, and it will be Oakland's basketball to start the game. So there will be no J. Mullins Jewelry tip in this boys' game. The J. Mullins Jewelry technical foul brought to you courtesy of J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. And in another strange twist, before the clock even starts, there is a 30-second timeout, John Dinkins.
Well, no better time to talk about Bob Parks Auction. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught with Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com.
Well, that is definitely a new uniform. I've never seen Siegel wear these uniforms, dark gray. But you've got dark gray and white, so that's the situation that led to a Siegel technical foul. Stanberry with a three from the left wing, and it is no good. Feed inside. They try to get it to Damian Clark from Burton, and they flip it back outside. Ryan Jones to reset. Charles Clark from the left wing way out there. It's up and no good. Rebound, Oakland High School. 1-0, Patriots lead. Weird start to the game. Emmanuel Smith trapped in the corner, and surely he traveled and did. Mike Wright wanted a hold. Did not get that call. It will be Siegel's basketball. I didn't even tell you the color of the uniforms other than Siegel's in gray. Gray.
Well, it's all gray, yeah, except for a little blue trim.
A little navy blue trim. Oakland in the home whites with red, white trim and red numbers and letters.
I think it's the numbers being visible is what I think.
Shot by Jones up and no good. Rebound, far side, Trice with the three. It's up and no good. Trice with the rebound, and it's rolling on the floor. There's going to be a foul called. And the foul is on Emmanuel Smith. Siegel to inbound, and they do. Damian Clark in the far right corner. They're moving right to left, or the pool end here at Oakland, if you're familiar with the gym, from our vantage point in the upstairs. Ryan Jones, foul line, glides in the lane, and hacking foul going to be called on Devin Epps. Well, John, at least this game has started, if you're an Oakland fan, more in the favor of Oakland just because of the strangeness of the start, if you will.
Well, that's true, and they've kind of gotten everybody off to kind of a sloppy start.
Ryan Jones working it between the circles now. Jones being guarded by Epps. Fakes left, goes right, uses a pick. Now glides to the basket and has his pocket picked by Epps.
Well, that was good defense by Epps that time.
Stanberry, long pass up, finds Lippert. He turns, spins, and kicks it back out. Stanberry, 4-3, no good. Little long, rebound, try skies for it. Rips it down to Charles Clark. And now Stanberry with a foul, going for the steal. His first, and that is the third team foul. Trice takes a seat, and Gooch is back in. Of course, Gooch was serving a two-game suspension after being ejected from the Blackman game. Is back in and eligible to play tonight. Shot by the Stars, no good. Rebound taken down by Kyle Oliver for the Oakland Patriots. Oliver sporting a mohawk. Stanberry drives in. Floating jumper from the foul line will not fall. Defied gravity that time. Rebound, Siegel. Jones outside to Charles Clark. 4-3. He busted that one from the right corner.
That was a long-range three, too, Brian, and somebody had his hand in his face. Pretty good shot there by Clark.
First field goal of the game. Stars up 3-1. Emmanuel Smith, top of the key, feeds it over in the corner. Now Dante Lippert for three. It's no good. Burton with the rebound. Outlet pass to Charles Clark. Clark pulls up for three, left wing, in and out. Rebound Lippert. Lippert over to the far sideline. Now throws it back to Epps, who walks it across the timeline right now. Givens going to check in for the Pats. Next, dead ball. Stanberry feeds right wing to Epps, back to the top of the key. Oliver drives in there. Floater will not fall, but Burton going to get tagged with the foul. And two shots upcoming for Kyle Oliver. If he hits them both, he could tie us up here. This one is no good. A little short for Kyle. Givens is in the game. Ben Dotson forced to sit because of the technical foul assessed. Second free throw missed as well by Oliver. 4:42 left in the first quarter. 3-1 your score. Charles Clark way out there. Long feed inside to Damian Clark. He tips it back out to Jones. Now back outside. Charles Clark for three. This one short. Rebound taken out of there by Oliver. Outlet pass made to Epps. Long pass down the floor is thrown away, intended for Dante Lippert, but led him a little too far on that one.
Both teams really cold from the field right now. Only one basket by either team.
Ryan Jones across the timeline. Siegel looking for six wins in a row over Oakland. Layup right side is good. Kind of an underhanded shot for Charles Clark. He's got all five of the Stars' points. Ball tipped away. Charles Clark up into the stands, hustling after that loose ball. John, when somebody like Robert Brandon, your senior guard, goes out, big key part, somebody else has to step up, and right now it looks like Charles Clark is kind of taking that upon himself.
Well, he's a scorer. He's got great speed, and he can do more inside than he really does sometimes.
Oakland's basketball set up outside as Epps tries to use an Oliver pick, can't do it. To Lippert cutting through, Givens from the foul line off the back of the rim. Tipped up, tipped out, and Charles Clark has it. to Jones, to Burton. Burton's three off the left side of the rim, now hits the backboard and falls away. Oakland's basketball and a slow start to this boys' contest. Girls' game won by Oakland 53-24 over Siegel. And Oakland has to burn a timeout, couldn't get the ball inbounded, and we will take one as well. 5-1, Siegel leads, 3:19 left in the first.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
And we are back here on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball. Right side, fadeaway jumper is good by Emmanuel Smith. That's what the doctor ordered for the Oakland Patriots. Good timeout there by Mike Wright.
Kind of a missing jump shot from about 10 feet. People don't do it much anymore.
Gooch in the lane, hook shot will not fall. One-handed hook. Rebound Oakland. Emmanuel Smith, long pass down. Oliver, baseline jumper will not fall from the far side. And on the rebound, it is a foul on Emmanuel Smith. Apparently, the problem with the jerseys is the jerseys cannot have the Oakland swoosh. Shorts are okay, but not the jerseys. And they have the Nike swoosh on the jerseys. So maybe the only time we see Siegel in these. From the right block, it's Tay Martin who checked into the game and scored the basket. At least that's what I'm gathering from Twitter.
Isn't that a national brand, though? I mean, I don't.
Well, it is. Isaiah Egebor is in the game for Oakland. He passes around the outside horn and out of bounds. It's going to be Oakland's basketball as Lippert had it knocked away by Siegel. Lob underneath. Kyle Oliver opened back door, missed it, pushed it back up there, and is fouled.
How did that not go in?
Well, both times kind of defied gravity. He's going to have to earn it now from the charity stripe.
Oakland 1 of 9 from the field, Brian, and that's got to get better. Siegel only 3 of 11, though, not much better.
First toss is up and no good. Oliver struggling from the foul line. He's 0 for 3. Second one is no good. Oakland really hurting themselves from the foul line right now. Ryan Jones bringing it down after the Siegel rebound. Crossing the timeline now, walking it across. Kendall Wellborn in the game as well for Oakland defending. Now Ryan Jones blows baseline right side, no good. Rebound put back, won't fall for Clark, but he's hacked and fouled. And the foul is on Egebor, his first. 1:44 left here in the first, 7-3. Siegel leads. And at the foul line is number 10, Clark, to try to add to that. He hits the first. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, the last girls' final. Cascade 49, MTCS 44 on the road at Cascade, 49-44. Cascade. A winner. Second one missed, but Clark gets his own rebound, puts it up, won't go, tipped out, and Stanberry has it for the Oakland Patriots. Stanberry throws it away. Igabor was kind of cutting inside when he passed outside, and that's the fourth turnover.
Good pressure defense. They just came up and swarmed on Stansberry and didn't have anywhere to go, made a bad pass.
Down the floor, Ryan Jones. Jones, bounce pass in the paint. Gooch under there, passes back out from the left block. Now floating jumper left side by Aiden Burton. His first basket of the night. Pretty good shooter, the junior Burton. 10-3, a seven-point Siegel lead, tipped out of bounds by Ryan Jones. Epps going to come back in for the Patriots. Also checking in is Ricky Dunaway, wearing 52 tonight on the home jersey. Oakland tosses in. Stanberry works between the rings, now passes near wing to Dunaway. To Igabor, back to Stanberry, top of the key. They burn it in left side. Oliver, nice spin move on the left block, no good. Rebound Jones. Jones down the floor, stutter steps in the lane, fires it off to Burton, baseline jumper, no good. Little contact there, no call. 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Stanberry in the lane, fires it up, it goes! And there is a foul.
Well, that excited the crowd a little bit. Stanberry went up against about three Siegel stars and got it in, and I tell you, that was quite a shot.
Stanberry with a chance at the plus one here, and it's good. 3 points for Stanberry. Trice comes back in for the Siegel Stars. 36 seconds to go. Jones fires the pass up to Martin with 34 seconds. 4-point Siegel lead. It was 7. Trice in the corner, double team there. Flips it back to Jones with 24 seconds. No look pass in the near corner. It's a 3 for Burton. He nailed it. Aiden Burton with 5. 13 seconds. Oakland going to get a chance at the last shot here with Stanberry. Working just past midcourt with 5 with 4. Gets a pick now. The 3 ball is up and too long. Rebound tipped out by Oakland, and Martin doesn't get a shot off. 13-6, your score at the end of one. 13-6, Siegel Stars lead the Oakland Patriots here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. And go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Sir Pizza brings you tonight's game with 3 Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online.
Tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Oakland's basketball. First turnover there for the Siegel Stars. Don't have any score updates to pass along to you. And boys, hopefully we'll get some if you're at a game. Tweet us at WGNS Sports. We've got all the scores coming in on Twitter as well. Stanberry being pushed out here by tenacious defense and now stolen away by Jones. Lob over to Burton off the glass. It's good. Good teamwork there, and Burton makes the most of it. Assist Jones. 15-6. Siegel beginning to edge away here a little bit. Oakland needs a basket. Stanberry in the lane. They're going to call a foul before the shot. Siegel fans aren't too enthused about that call. Foul is on Ryan Jones, his first. Oakland inbounds. And Stanberry to Lippert. Lippert dumps it down low. Oliver off the glass, bounces twice, won't go, and tipped out of bounds off of Siegel. Damian Clark knocked it. No, thought it was out of bounds off Clark, but it's going to be Siegel basketball. I think they were confused too, and one official is going to overrule the other, I think, maybe. Or maybe not. Mike Wright asked for clarification. It was a tad confusing, but it is Siegel's basketball. Length of the floor to go. Jones picks up a trot, crossing the timeline now to the left wing. Feeds down low to Damian Clark. Bounces off the rim. Won't fall. Rebound. Saved by Siegel. Burton for three. Top of the key. Too long. Rebound. Stanberry has it for the Oakland Patriots down the far sideline. In the lane. Lost the ball out of bounds. He and Burton collided. And no foul call.
No call. There you go.
Jones. Outlet pass made to Burton. Bounce pass almost stolen away by Lippert, but he throws it out of bounds. County Recreation Director Ben Cates came over and talked to us earlier. Got softball signups going on at all the county schools where they play softball here in the area. Charles Clark's three is no good. Falls away, and Stanberry brings it down the floor. Kind of a cool start here to this second half. Stanberry drives in the lane. Yes, got the basket from the left block. Nice move there by George Stanberry.
Yeah, he's picking them through the lane and getting just whatever little gap he's got. He's been able to get through it.
15-8, Siegel. 5:50 to go here in the second. Burton driving right side, puts it up, no good. The little three-footer goes out of bounds off of Oakland. They couldn't hold on to the rebound. Gooch coming in, Trice going out. The only problem I have with the Siegel jerseys is they make the inbound. There's going to be a push-off foul called on Epps. They're not very broadcaster-friendly.
No.
The numbers are just outlined, but other than that, bounce pass inbounds to Clark, and now he's going to be pushed. And that's going to be on Emmanuel Smith. That is his third. He's going to have to come out. My theory on jerseys, if it's a dark jersey, a light number, and vice versa, to be able to see the number.
That's very good. That's very good, Brian.
Especially in football. It's hard to see those outfielders in baseball, too, sometimes without it. Clark hits the first free throw. He's got seven.
It's easier in baseball, though. At least you know what position they're playing.
That's true. Clark's second one rolls over the rim, won't fall. Rebound, Lippert. Outlet pass made. Up the floor, Kyle Oliver turns, spins off the right block. Nice move, but he's fouled. Few words going on between Lippert and Damian Clark. Everything's going to settle down here, looks like. Clark with the foul. And at the charity stripe stands sophomore Kyle Oliver. First toss is good. First points for Kyle tonight. Oakland girls, Riverdale girls, Blackman girls, Cascade over the Christian School, and Moore County over Eagleville. Winners tonight. Second free throw is good by Oliver. Lead down to six for the Siegel Stars. Jones walking it across the timeline, now goes to the right side of the floor. Pulls up, now to Clark. Drives the lane. Left-handed layup, no good, and now a foul on the rebound called on Damian Clark. And that's two in a row on him. And one on the other end.
Well, they hit their first shot here in the second quarter, but they've missed their last five. That's Siegel.
So at the line, Josh House, who just checked in. 5'9", senior guard. Takes a big, deep breath at the foul line, and this one's no good. Doesn't get the second one. Ball tipped around. Lippert off the glass. No good, but tipped in by Kyle Oliver. The Siegel lead is only four with 5:03 to go and a timeout. Siegel will take one as well and be right back here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move and we're excited about it. We'll soon have a new state-of-the-art branch under construction in front of the Public Supermarket on Salem Highway. While First Bank doesn't have hot cookies in our office daily, we do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you or your business. First Bank is on the move and we're excited about it. So come on by or visit us on the web for more information at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball tonight brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun. InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment. Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Jones has it for the Siegel Stars. Penetrates, now flips it back out. Burton's three is good. He nailed the three from the top of the key, Aiden Burton. Ten points.
That's a dagger right there.
19-12. Stanberry flips it right side. Epps driving, lost the ball out of bounds off of Tay Martin.
Well, Burton gives them something that, with Brandon out, that they don't necessarily have that much of except for Charles Clark, and that's the outside shooting.
Terrell Gaines in for the Oakland Patriots. The inbounds pass is made, and Tay Martin going to get tagged with the foul. That's his first foul. And still 1-1. A lot of fouls here in this first half. Oliver there. He has struggled at the foul line a bit tonight and still struggles. Missed the front end of the 1-1, so doesn't get the second. 19-12, Siegel Stars, 4:20 to play in the first half. Jones explodes, now passes off to Clark. Down low, finds Jones, does Clark, it's good. Off the right block. Ryan Jones, first basket. Stanberry to Gaines, to Epps, around the horn. Now back to Stanberry straight away. Double teamed. Drives through the pressure. Bounce pass outside to Epps. Siegel putting on a bit more pressure. Pull-up jumper is good by Josh House. Found himself wide open. That double team sometimes leads to that. Jones drives the lane, rolls through. Little two-footer right in front of the rim. Trading buckets now. Stanberry in the backcourt, walking it across now. Stutter steps, foul line, four-footer, flips it up there with the left hand, no good. Rebound, Gooch thought he drew contact there, or he did. Ryan Jones, stutter steps, flips it back to Burton. Burton from the right foul line. Down low to Jones, it's good. And there is a foul. Nice. Basket counts.
Nice feed by Burton there. I think they thought he was going to shoot the ball, and he saw Jones down there on the left, on the right baseline, and hit him with a good pass.
Foul by House. We've got a timeout on the floor. 25-14, Siegel leads here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Tired of paying too much for TV, telephone, and internet in your business? Take it to the source. This is Andy with Intersource, and we are experts in TV, telephone, and internet for business. We represent almost every option there is, so we can bundle a package together that is perfect for your business. For the best in business TV, telephone, and internet, you gotta go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800. Show your true blue with Middle Tennessee gear from Lightning's Locker Room. From dry fit hats and visors, moisture management tees and polos, official Nike apparel to signs, portable canopies and more, Lightning's Locker Room makes it easy to show your true blue. Be sure to ask about the Lightning Buck program, a $5 off coupon on a $25 purchase of regular priced items. Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road. Turn off fraud between Chewy's and Chili's. Visit Lightning's Locker Room at the stadium Fridays and game days and show your true blue.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The latest prep sports information can be found online at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. That's GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Ryan Jones at the free throw line.
And he hits the plus one. Jones with 7 points, 26-14. Siegel with 3 minutes to go. Stanberry down the far sideline. Stanberry passes left wing to Oliver. Double teamed, whoever has the ball, and in trouble, and thrown away by Oakland. Boy, Siegel has ramped up the defensive pressure, that's for sure.
That's 6 turnovers for Oakland.
DJ McGee, sophomore, in for the Siegel Stars. McGee cutting through baseline. They pass right side to Gooch, however. Gooch explodes to the rack. Floater won't go. Rebound tipped out. Stolen away by McGee. One hands it up there. It's good. Just stole it away from Lippert, basically. 28-14 Stars. Stanberry in the backcourt to Oliver. Splits the defense. Now back to Stanberry right side. He may have a layup and swatted away by Tay Martin. Up into the rafters. Martin coming out. Burton came back in. Isaiah Igabor in the game. Looking to toss it in and does to Epps. Epps jumper good from the right side, about a 12-footer. His first basket tonight. Gooch drives baseline, left side, got it.
Oakland didn't get back on defense that time. Gooch just sped in there and got the layup.
He is pretty fast, and that's proof in the pudding there. Oakland gets it up the floor, now tipped away. Igabor down there. Great save to Lippert. Reverse lay-in is good. Dante Lippert outside. McGee, the three, in and out. Rebound tipped around. And it's Stanberry to Igabor. Layup good. And whistles, foul, and there's a basket on the other end by Burton running the lane. He's going to get the plus one.
Mike Wright very upset that they're not getting back on defense.
That's your score here, and Burton at the foul line. For the plus one, it's no good. A little short. Rebound Oakland. Minute 19 to go here in the first half of play. Kendall Wellborn in the game has it far side. Now pass near side. They get it up the floor. Gibbons, long pass to Lippert, thrown away. Charles Clark, top of the key, burns it down to Burton. Floats in there, baseline, blocked. Rebound Epps. Epps bounce pass up to Gibbons. Missed, but rebound and put back by Epps. Not goaltending there, but was fairly close. Driving Jones, fouled by Lippert. This game has been in spurts, John. It's been fast at times, and at times it's been very sloppy.
Well, right now they're both getting up and down the floor so quickly. They're going to have to use a lot of players because the speed of this game right now is in favor of Siegel.
Foul is on Igabor, his second. And Jones at the line. The first one, no good.
Tune in next time for the Intersource pregame show. Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, DirecTV, and more. And coming up is the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air postgame show right after the ballgame.
Second toss is good by Jones. 8 points for him all in this quarter. 33-22, an 11-point lead. Oakland has gotten it down to, what, about six, I think, a couple of times. Oakland looks like they're going to pass around here and try to stall for the last shot with 28 seconds. With 23, Epps just standing at midcourt. Now to Givens, right side. Wellborn comes back out with 16 seconds. 13 with 11 with 10. They pass left side to Epps. Down low, Lippert, shot won't go. Rebound and put back, up and good. And that is Givens. Long shot by Siegel, no good. And that is your first half of play. Can Oakland build on that basket right there going into the second half? We shall see. They trail Siegel 33-24, and we are at halftime here. And we invite you to stay tuned. We'll have much more coming up, including all the stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports in just a couple of moments.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Each year, Toots Restaurants supports the Lady Raiders and the MTSU Blue Raiders basketball programs. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun. Toots.
If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots.
Good food and fun.
Are you struggling with ideas to promote your business? Well, don't stress. The folks at Franklin's Printing know how important it is to reach new customers to grow your business. They can help with that new brochure you need to design. You know more about your business than anyone else, but we know how to make your business look good in print. Everyone at Franklin's Printing will give your project the care and appearance you deserve. Call now for an appointment. We'll make you look great at Franklin's Printing. Call 890-5249 right now.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos, this is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
It's not too early to think about flu shots. Schedule a visit from the pharmacist to come to your business and offer on-site immunizations. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. We offer travel immunizations and Zostavax shingles vaccine. Our immunization information may be found at www.reevesane.com. Just ask us today how we can help you. Reeves St. Drug Store, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
GNS Primetime Sports Coverage brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Las Casas Feed Supply, and Prentice Awesome Heating and Air. It's 33-24, Siegel leading Oakland here in this boys' contest. And the team stats brought to you tonight by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. Oakland out-rebounded Siegel, surprisingly, 18-16 in this first half. Siegel shot 13 of 33 from 39%. They had three first bank threes. Oakland, 10 of 26 for 38%. Siegel shot 4 of 8 from the free throw line for 50%. Oakland, only 4 of 11 for 36%. It was 13-6 Siegel at the end of the first quarter, and here at half is 33-24. Individually, the scoring looks like this for Siegel. Their leading scorer is Aiden Burton with 12. He has two first bank threes in those 12 points. Charles Clark has 7. Tay Martin with 2. DJ McGee has 2. Dominique Gooch with 2. And Ryan Jones in the second quarter came up with 8 points. For Oakland, Emmanuel Smith has 2. He has foul trouble. He's sitting there with 3, and he is the only one in severe foul trouble. Dante Lippert has 3. Josh House with 2 points. Ryan Gibbons with a big basket at the end of the first half. He has 2. George Stanberry with 5. Devin Epps has 4. Cal Oliver with 4. And finally, Equibor has 2 points for Oakland. Team stats and individual stats tonight brought to you again by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, Game Days, Team Sports. And tonight's game brought to you in part tonight by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. And you can go primetimesports.com for your local source for county prep news and information. Log on around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's goprimetimesports.com. It's 33-24. The Oakland Patriots trail the Siegel Stars here in our boys' action. The girls won earlier tonight by a score of 53-24. That's Oakland girls. 53-24. Other scores in the girls, we have all finals here. Riverdale defeated Laverne 52-16. It was Blackman over Smyrna 78-38. Middle Tennessee Christian School lost to Cascade 49-44. And Moore County defeated Eagleville in girls play 46-22 on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. That's a look at our halftime stats, and we will be back with the second half of action for you. As we continue here with State Farm Prep Sports, the score, it's Siegel 33, Oakland Boys 24.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
At Butts Tire Pros, everything rotates around you. It starts with a hassle-free experience where you're welcomed by the business owners, Bud and Kay Mitchell, and you're never sold anything you don't need. With hundreds of tires available from all major brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich, your tire investment is covered by the nation's best warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For local service you can trust without the hassle, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. And come see us at Animal City and let our friendly, knowledgeable staff help you with all of your pet needs. To keep your pet protected, we carry a year-round supply of flea and tick medications. And while you're here, be sure to check out our small animal department. Chances are we have the perfect new family member waiting for you. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move, and we're excited about it. We'll soon have a new state-of-the-art branch under construction in front of the Public Supermarket on Salem Highway. While First Bank doesn't have hot cookies in our office daily, we do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you or your business. First Bank is on the move, and we're excited about it. So come on by or visit us on the web for more information at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part tonight by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jenny Allman. And you know, for over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. And tonight, Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations brings you part of the State Farm Prep Sports coverage. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on to the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online. And this week, it's Girls Week on the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner, Saturday morning from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant at 9. And now with the second half of action, here's Brian Barrett.
Thank you, John. Speed reader.
Yes.
Stan Berry. And let's see. I'll just give you the rest of the Oakland lineup. Smith, Lippert, Stanberry, Epps, and Oliver. The lineup for the Oakland Patriots. It's Clark and Jones and Damian Clark, Aiden Burton, and Gooch. Stanberry lets it fly from three-point land, left side. It is good. And now Stanberry with a steal, glides in the lane, shot good. Stanberry with 5 points. What a swing. And Oakland climbing back into this one. A strong start here to the second half. Burton for three, left wing, swish. Boy, what a dagger.
Well, he's done that two or three times on occasion.
And we've got a timeout, Siegel. It's a 30-second style. So, John, why don't you give us a word here from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
When you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
7:09 left here in the second quarter. An interesting start. By the way, just want to remind folks while we've got this timeout, which appears to be much longer than 30 seconds. I don't know if they called a minute or not. No, it looks like they're coming out of the huddle. That have the possibility.
I'm a speed reader.
You are a speed reader. Possibility of some severe weather overnight. Stay with the WGNS Weather Eye weather team as we'll keep you updated through the overnight if any storms.
Who's on that team? The weather team. Who's on that team?
Well, you got
there's several, aren't there?
Sam Denisky and Laura Lockwood, and the list goes on and on.
Brian Barrett.
I'm part of that. Yes.
Rafferty Cleary.
No,
he'll be snoring. He'll be asleep. He'll
probably
the storm
so.
Will pass right by him.
We'll send text alerts as well if any watches or warnings are issued. Plus, the National Weather Service breaks into the air automatically, so you will be forewarned if you listen to us. We played exactly 1 minute. Oakland with the basketball. Epps with the shot. It's in and out. Bounces twice. Almost went back in. And now on the floor, rebound Epps. And they say he traveled with it. He comes up slowly. I think he was stepped on down there. Oakland has gotten it back down into single digits. 9 turnovers. It looks like there's some moisture on the floor that they're going to have to wipe up. And Mike Wright uses the opportunity to tell the official maybe there was a foul there. You know, they're always very sly about that, John. Slipping in the word about, you know, maybe there was a foul there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Burton right wing feeds down low. Damian Clark wide open for the easy basket. That
came
was
off
pretty.
A good pick that was set down low over there by Gooch.
Damian's first basket, 38-29, Siegel Stars. Inside, foul line, fadeaway, no good by Emmanuel Smith. Ryan Jones with the rebound, fakes inside, goes outside, shot up off the right block, no good. They're moving left to right, Oakland moving right to left. They swapped ends here. Stanberry. Weaves in and out of traffic, and the official says it's off of Stanberry. Well, not much agreement from Mike on that one. Siegel basketball, Oakland turnover. Burton left wing. Burns it underneath, gets it into Gooch, who fades in. Yes, got the basket off the left block. And that is good. Timeout on the floor. 40-29 your score. Siegel with the lead, 5:57 left in the third quarter. Stay with us.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my BPF, best pizza friend, Jill. And her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness,
the dough, the ingredients, square slices. Jill, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
People are concerned about the rising cost of funeral expenses today. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want to show you how, by pre-funding your funeral at Jennings & Ayers, we can guarantee that the funeral you pay for today will not cost you a dime more at your passing. People just like you are coming to Jennings & Ayers to pre-arrange their funerals because they realize funeral prepayment is one of those sure things that just makes good sense, financially and emotionally. Call us today at 893-2422 and let us show you how we can help you save.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are back as the Oakland Patriots have the basketball. Working between the circles is Lippert. Flips it back way out there far side to Stanberry. Stanberry. Stutter steps, comes here to the near baseline from the left side. Jumper no good. Emmanuel Smith with the rebound. Going to go up strong and missed it. Just a little short. Rebound tipped around and loose ball picked up by Jones. Jones down the left sideline. Jones to the foul line and Epps going to get tagged with the foul. And that's his third. The reason that Tom Crager gets the big bucks at the DNJ, he confirmed at halftime the technical was on Siegel for having the Nike swoosh on the jersey. There are no trademarks allowed on a jersey.
Oh, here we go.
Foul.
That's
on
an interesting
Lippert.
Rule, isn't it?
Yes. Apparently these jerseys have been worn three times before, and that's the first time we've seen them wear them, but they've been worn before. Inbounds to Jones, and now Emmanuel Smith with the foul. He's going to get a couple of shots. Apparently some officials didn't catch it, but they did tonight. And that foul is on Epps, and he's picked up back-to-back fouls. And the tough part about that was he already had two, so now he has four. And Jones at the foul line, picking up where he left off with 8 points in the third or in the second quarter. Now his first basket here in the third quarter. Now in double figures with 10. Burton leading the way with 15 so far.
Oakland, they cut it to four. Now just like that, Siegel back up by, 13?
Emmanuel Smith in the front court lost the ball. There's Mindy Odom, Cookeville Cavaliers head coach down here to watch a little basketball tonight. Her team's pretty good this year, maybe a sub-state opponent. They play down in that Chattanooga region now.
This is the time of year where you see a lot of scouting going on because a lot of teams have an open date on a Tuesday winding down their district schedule, and it seems like the first half of the schedule takes forever. Then when they get to the second half, it's like a week and a half and it's over.
And then what do they want to do? They want to go to a ball game somewhere when they've got a night off. There is no night off, basketball coaches. Wellborn from the right wing or left wing. It's up, no good. Dunaway in the game. He had it for a moment. Stolen away by Tay Martin to Gooch. Gooch layup. Missed it. Crawled over the rim. Went up a little too strong. Stanberry down the floor going up for the dunk is going to be Emmanuel Smith, and he's fouled by Damian Clark. He's going to have a couple of shots upcoming, and that was almost dangerous.
And Coach Thomas McDaniel of the Oakland Patriot football team, heart just came out of his, you know, chest there for a minute as Emmanuel Smith went way up high.
Isn't that the truth?
I talked to him at halftime of the girls game while you were talking to Mike Wright, and he was very, very, very complimentary of Mike Wright, what he's doing with this young Oakland Patriot team.
Emmanuel missed the first one. Second one, somebody got in the lane, so it doesn't count. By the way, halftime score, just got this in, 22-17. 22-17, MTCS leads at Cascade at the half. Tipped out of bounds, lost by Clark. Turnover, Siegel Stars.
Did they win Saturday, the Cougars? They were traveling, weren't they, though?
I believe they did, John. Siegel played last night versus Tullahoma at home and won a pair against that potential region opponent. Stanberry in the lane. Reverse lay-in by Wellborn is good.
Stanberry found him. I don't know how he did, but he found him.
Wellborn with two. His first basket tonight. 42-31. Siegel leads with 4 minutes to go in the game. Gooch got too far behind the basket. Thought he might have been fouled, or he did anyway. Long pass up. Oliver in the lane. Left side. It's good. Kissed it in off the glass.
Good pass by Wellborn, too, on the break.
Gooch drives the lane to make that Charles Clark, and he's fouled. The foul is on Wellborn.
Oakland gets down by 12, 15, and they come roaring back. They're within nine again. Siegel's answered every run that Oakland has made up to this point.
Second free throw, or first free throw is good. Charles will have another.
I'll probably be up listening to the Weather with I team tonight.
Second one is good by Clark. I just hope I can get a nap in between.
I'm going to set my alarm for whenever the storm's supposed to come in.
Right.
I'm the protector of all in my family. Everybody else sleeps. I stay up.
May have to protect my child tomorrow at school. Stanberry drives. Nobody picked him up. Scores. Went from coast to coast, George Stanberry. I don't know where I got Charles from. Charles Clark was defending. 44-35. Aiden Burton drives, lost the ball, last touched by Oakland. We've had a strange few games, haven't we, John?
Yes, we
last
have.
Last Friday it was baby powder. Lob going down low to Damian Clark. Now flips it back out to Martin. Top of the key, Jones. Now Burton forces it up there. Stanberry fouls before the shot. And now the jersey thing. I don't recall in now the 20 years or so that I've been doing this to see a game start with a – I know it happens, start with a technical foul like that.
Well, Laverne.
Not on the broadcast.
No, yeah.
Drive. I guess it did last year. Wellborn off the right block.
But they had uniform. They had worn the home uniform, I think, and they were supposed to wear the visitors
and
or something like that.
And it was in a tournament.
Yeah. And they were waiting. They did have somebody coming with them, but they didn't get there. It was in Shelbyville, and they didn't get there in time.
I thought the other team changed their jerseys. They did.
They did.
But they were still
but
assessed.
They still assessed the technical.
Yeah. Wellborn missed it. I think it was Siegel, was it not?
Laverne and Blackman, because I can remember Dirk Ash going out, and
it was the Laverne Blackman game or the Laverne Siegel game. I can't remember.
Laverne Blackman.
Wellborn
Well, I'll tell you, the
two free throws.
Oakland has missed some free throws tonight, and that's kind of the difference in the game right now.
Left side, Jones, hand check foul on Wellborn. That's his second foul. McGee was in for a short time. Gooch is back in. Burton in the far corner drives. Layup bounces three times, will not fall through. Dunaway with the rebound. Outlet pass down to Wellborn. Long pass broken up by Tay Martin. Agabor is in the game for the Patriots and now has thrown it away. Tay Martin going up strong and fouled. Going up for the dunk. Surprised they didn't call an intentional foul there, but they did not. Ben Dotson is asking why not. The foul is on Igabor, his third. Tay Martin at the charity stripe, shot it, and a little long. He'll have another. Stanberry, Givens, and Lippert back in. As Oakland makes substitutions. Martin toes the line. This one is a little short. Rebound, Emmanuel Smith to Wellborn. Flips it up to Givens. Fakes, now drives in. Shot bounces three times and falls. Ryan Givens, 44-38, this one not over. Ryan Jones then drives the lane and scores from the left side. 12 points for Jones tonight. Just when Oakland creeps back, 2 minutes to go. Givens underneath, Emmanuel Smith, one-handed hook, yes sir. Emmanuel Smith, nice basket.
Yeah, that's a good spot for him posting up, and he's got a little soft touch with his shot. Brian, just looking at things tonight, Oakland has come a long way. You know, we were wondering whether they had improved or not. I think tonight's telling the story. No matter how this game winds up, they have come in here and fought Siegel pretty good. And I think Mike Wright's got to be happy up to this point with his team's performance.
1-1 for Ryan Jones here after the foul. I would tend to agree with that. Jones hits the first free throw.
But Siegel has answered the call every time they've made a run, every single time they've made a run.
Second one crawls over the rim but does fall through.
I think this is a big trip down the floor for the Patriots and a big defensive stand here for Siegel.
Stanberry to Emmanuel Smith. Now they feed it down low. Nice give and go down in the paint. Lippert. Who was that pass from? That was Tyler Black, who just checked in and made a heck of a pass to Lippert down low. He's fouled by Burton and going to the line for the plus one. Lippert shot it and missed it. 48-42. There was a buzzer, but they're going to play. Shouldn't have buzzed it. Charles Clark drives baseline, floats one up there, charge. Charles Clark with his first foul.
Well, I think that was a good call. I think he was a little out of control there. It could have gone either way, that's for sure, but a little bit out of control going in the lane.
Oakland has gotten it down to six here in the third quarter with a minute 25 to go. Length of the floor, and they have the basketball. A basket here will certainly make things interesting if Oakland can convert. Stanberry across the timeline. You know, John A. Simpson is somebody we haven't seen in here tonight for Siegel either. Stanberry drives in the lane. He's going to be fouled by Jones.
Stanberry had the ball for almost 35 seconds. Brought it down the floor himself, dribbled a few times, and did a good job of getting it through that press.
Oakland inbounds. Tyler Black intercepts and now gives it to the intended man. That's Stanberry with 57 seconds. Oakland may try to work for something inside. They do, and they get it in there, but it's thrown away. Oliver wasn't expecting a pass. Trice picked it off, and now it's thrown away by Clark. McGee comes in for Clark.
Both coaches substituting a lot right now. Kind of keep fresh legs out there.
38 seconds. Still a chance for Oakland to cut into this six-point lead. Stanberry way out there, near midcourt on the far side. To Givens, 27 seconds. They're spreading the floor here. Black, left wing. Stanberry comes over to help out with 22 seconds. He backs it up near midcourt again. Takes it to the far side with 16 with 15. Jones working him over. Givens. And Givens has thrown it away. Ball tipped away. Givens has it with 7 with 6. Up the floor to Oliver. In the lane. Runner is bouncing twice. Won't go. Rebound tipped up. Tipped out. No shot. That's one way to do it, I guess. 48-42 at the end of three. Siegel clings to a six-point lead here on State Farm Prep Basketball. The fourth quarter coming up after this.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Starting the final quarter here on State Farm Prep Basketball. Siegel with it inside to Damian Clark. I think that was a pass thrown away by Oakland, though. Damian in the lane. It's good. And there is a foul. Well, Coach Ben Dotson not very happy about what happened before that, but Damian made good on it, John.
He did. And really at the right place at the right time. Ball bounced right back into him. Three-point play for him.
Yes, he hit the plus one. 51-42, Siegel. Stanberry, long pass up into the Oakland stands. Well, regardless of how things turn out tonight, which still could be an Oakland win, John, this is much, much, much different than this first meeting between these two teams, which ended with a 69-34 score.
Yeah, they never were in that game, and this one they've clawed their way back several times.
Jones in the lane. Speaking of clawing his way through the lane, and little scoop shot is good.
That was a great move by Jones.
Ryan Jones with 16. On the other end, it's Emmanuel Smith who answers with the two-point basket. 53-44. Siegel up. 7:09 to go in the final quarter. Charles Clark tries the handoff pass to Ryan Jones. They say it was tipped by Tyler Black. Otherwise, it would have been an over and back. Ryan Jones left wing. Jones almost lost it out of bounds. He picks it up to Charles Clark. Clark going to be fouled by Stanberry. It's his first, make that second foul. I'm sorry. Fourth. I knew I'd missed. Well, I read the wrong one. Four fouls. Just go with that. At the charity stripe is Clark. Free throw is good. Let's see. End of the third quarter of play. Never got a halftime score on this, but Blackman leads Smyrna 56-22. 56-22 Blackman over Smyrna in boys basketball, end of three. Clark second, not going to count. He leaned in that time and touched the line. I've noticed his shooting form is kind of like that, John. He leans in on those foul shots. Now a foul on Clark on the inbound. We're going to shoot one and one the other way. And that is Charles Clark's fourth personal foul. So we've got some foul trouble a-brewing. These are important free throws here for Dalton Smith, who just make that Devin Ebbs. Didn't see the one in front of the five. This one's good. He'll get another. 5 points for Epps, his first basket in the second half. Lead could be 8 for Siegel if he can hit this free throw, and it is. Epps helps to cut into that Siegel lead. Siegel has had an answer every time tonight when Oakland's made a run. Ryan Jones to the far side, now uses a pick, comes here to the right, stutter steps in the lane, pulls up off the glass, bounces three times and falls. Ryan Jones has been the man tonight. He's got 18 points, and that puts Siegel ahead. And now a steal. Jones goes up off the left block and scores again. 20 points, and Oakland trails by 12 now.
He's been the difference maker starting around the second quarter.
Oakland with some ground to make up now. In the lane, Kyle Oliver turns, spins. Pump fake in the air, shot won't go. Rebound, Ryan Jones, make that Gooch. To Martin, goes underneath, tries the reverse, then out of bounds off of Oakland. Tyler Black goes out, coming back in is Gibbons. Inbounds pass, there's going to be a foul called on Epps. Went for the steal, and that's it, I think, for him.
Oakland in some severe foul trouble. I know Stansberry with four, and
Epps is now fouled out.
We got some more with three, don't we, over there, do we?
Emmanuel Smith with three. Charles Clark has four, so it has been that kind of a night. Stansberry going back in. Devin Epps is done for the night with 6 points. Two shots for Aiden Burton. Strong first half. Had 12 points in the first half. Got a timeout on the floor. Burton will have another free throw when we come back. 59-46, Siegel leads Oakland on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, this is State Senator Bill Ketron. I want to tell you about my good friend Chuck Haynes down in Murfreesboro Automotive. Chuck's team has many years of training and experience. When GM began closing their dealerships, he was able to hire the best technicians. They know how to fix it right the first time. If you're driving right now and your engine light is on, go by and see Chuck. He'll scan it, tell you up front what it's going to cost, and they'll take care of your car right then and there.
No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. We have some delicious salads, and also one of our most popular menu items is grilled chicken on a stick. Two or three skewers, your choice, grilled fresh chicken, marinated overnight, and it's even served with broccoli if you like. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. Please visit us at any of our three locations, 860 Northwest Broad Street, 2992 South Church, or 301 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Free throw, second one no good by Burton. And Oakland with the rebound. Lippert to Givens. Givens stepped on the midcourt stripe. They didn't see it. Thrown away. Last touch by Siegel.
Givens trying to find somebody down low. Looked like Cal Oliver. Siegel just got their hand on it. Still plenty of time, Brian. The Oakland needs some baskets, however.
Stanberry inbounds. Givens down low to Oliver. double team, turn, spins, got to get rid of it. Now he throws it up there, no good, just a little short. Siegel with the basketball, Ryan Jones on the run. Jones down low, intended for Damian Clark, and thrown away. Bounce pass in the corner, Lippert weaving in and out. Now back out to the right wing. To Oliver in the lane, cutting through, goes up, won't fall, but he's fouled.
Cal Oliver has got to be saying, what have I got to do to get a basket? I mean, he's had four or five rim in and out. Missed a couple of three-point opportunities. Out again was another one where he made a good move to the basket and just didn't fall for him.
That foul on Gooch, his third foul at the line. Oliver, and this is short. He's really struggled at the foul line tonight,
too. Free throws have killed Oakland tonight.
Second toss upcoming. It's up and no good. Too long that time. Damian Clark with the rebound. Siegel spreading the floor a little bit here. In the lane, dumps it down low, finds Gooch. He was wide open. Nice assist there by Burton.
He's a penetrator. You know, he can go to the basket and he can find the open man.
61-46. Siegel pulling away here now. 4.5 to play. Lippert looks in. Dumps it back out. Smith for three. A little short. Rebound saved by Gibbons. Gibbons fakes the three. Flashes over across to Lippert. Oakland resets. Oliver, jumper, won't go. Rebound, Emmanuel Smith. He goes up but is fouled by Gooch. And I had that as the fourth foul on Gooch.
Oakland has out-rebounded Siegel 25-24 in this game, and that's kind of what kept him in this game.
Emmanuel Smith misses the free throw. Mike Wright looks on. He found something upstairs he wanted to gaze at. Or maybe just
7
a big sigh.
From the free throw line, too.
Oh, my goodness. And now missed another one. Yes, they sure did. Jones, long pass up. To Burton, now stolen away on the pass back from Jones. And now Oakland has thrown it away, and now Siegel has thrown it away. Lots of turnovers. Now Oakland has turned it over again. It's four turnovers in a row, and a timeout Siegel with the lead 61-46 here on State Farm Prep Basketball. We'll be right back.
Sign up now for your chance to win $10,000 to split with the school of your choice in Rutherford County with the Intersource 24-second cash clock. The lucky winner will have the chance to make a layup, free throw, top of the key, three-pointer, and half-court shot in 24 seconds to win the $10,000 prize. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com or Intersource.co. Also, there will be weekly winners of other prizes like gift cards, memberships, and a free year of DirecTV. Intersource 24-second cash clock. Sign up at the games or online.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our 1999 Oil Change Special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are back here as we continue State Farm Prep Basketball on the Big G, WGNS AM FM, online, streaming, WGNSradio.com. Check out our new streaming player there, too. I think you'll like it. 61-46 Siegel, they have the ball. Ryan Jones working with it now, straightaway center. Passes to Burton, left wing for three. It's a little short. Rebound picked up by Gooch, and now Jones. And Siegel resets. 3:23 to go. Burton burns it underneath to Damian Clark. Glides in the lane. He's tough to stop when he gets it there.
Damian Clark is one of those guys that you notice him when he's not in the lineup. He may not score a lot, but when he's not in there inside, they really hurt.
Fadeaway jumper right side by Emmanuel Smith is good. 63-48. John, the margin is not going to be as great as the loss by Oakland at Siegel, but it's not going to miss it by much. But it's a completely different ball game.
Right. This game was won in the fourth quarter. The other game, Siegel won that one in the first quarter.
Ryan Jones works between the circles. Goes over by the bench to get the call from Coach Dotson on the play. Jones tries to go baseline, nothing there. Now Damian Clark for three, the big postman, missed it. Rebound Stanberry, 2:20 to go.
Stanberry's hurt his leg, or he's got a cramp or something.
Driving in the lane, Oliver is stripped to the basketball. He's fouled on the way to the rack.
I think he's got a cramp.
Foul on Tay Martin, his third. Kyle Oliver at the foul line. He really needs a free throw to boost the confidence. He gets it. Just like Oakland girls, they struggled the other night against Riverdale, and tonight they shot 80-something percent from the foul line.
Amazing.
Second toss, rattles, won't fall. 63-49, 2:10 to go. That voice you may hear in the background is Mike Wright yelling out the defensive play. Charles Clark at the foul line hurls one toward the rim because he knew Terrell Gaines was about to whack him, and he did. Clark at the line.
Siegel led by seven at the end of the first. At half, it was a 9-point Siegel lead. Led by six at the third. It's 14 right now.
Make it 15. Clark hits another free throw. Dunaway in. Gaines is out. Another toss here. This one's good. Charles Clark, pretty good night for him, too. 12 points. It's been the Ryan Jones show here for Siegel, though, this evening. Dunaway, left wing, looking inside. Oliver there. They can't get it to him. Stanberry for three. Yes, sir! Left wing and timeout, Oakland. Stanberry with the first bank three gives him 15 points on the night. Oakland trails Siegel 65-52 with a minute 46 to go. We'll be right back.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Sports coverage tonight brought to you by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jenny's and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
Siegel down quickly with Burton in the near corner to Clark, now Ryan Jones at the minute 35. Will Siegel try to play keep away here?
I'm thinking they spread it out here.
Jones, they come out and guard him. He breaks the five-second call. Now they flip it in the corner. Charles Clark fakes. Was dared to shoot it, I think, by the Siegel bench. Down low, that's where they want to get it. And they do to Mark Gooch, or Dominique Gooch, rather. That's a flashback, Mark Gooch, isn't it? 67-52. Oakland needs to score in buckets now. Missed the shot from outside by Emmanuel Smith, tipped out of bounds by Clark, Damian Clark. Looks like Siegel is going to the bench with McGee. Edwin Roberts into the game, and T.J. Stewart with a minute to go. Stanberry for three from outside. Yes! Stanberry lighting it up from outside. 67-55. Long pass over. McGee in the corner to Trey Trice, who just came in too. Trice glides in the lane and scores his first basket of the night. 34 seconds, playing it out here now. Stanberry for three. Can he do it again? Yes, sir! He has gone unconscious. Stanberry with 21. McGee to Trice in the corner. Stewart, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound. Givens with 13 seconds. Givens fires it off. Stanberry, does he do it again? Not this time. And now behind, over the back foul, called on Trice.
Well, they had some defense on him that time, but he went ahead and put it up anyway. Givens was trying to find him, to his credit. Seagull Stars, though, I'm going to give them credit. They've answered every run that Oakland's given them, and they've found some easy baskets underneath after the press here down the stretch, and going to come away with a win here tonight. Big one for them.
Free throw, no good. That's been the story of the night for Oakland. If they're going to look at something that may have cost them the game, very well maybe free throws.
Well, they're going to lose by 11. They've missed at least 12 free throws.
Oliver missed the first free throw and missed the second one as well. 5 seconds with four. Ryan Jones is going to walk it up the floor, and the horn is going to sound. Final tonight, 69-58. 69-58, your final tonight, as Siegel defeats the Oakland Patriots. And Siegel improves to 6-1 on the year in the district. 22nd win on the year. They're 22-2. Oakland falls to 3-4. And they are 16-8 now overall. Again, your final, 69-58, Siegel a winner. Hope you'll stay with us. We'll come back and jump into the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. Got lots of things to do here for you, so stay with WGNS online at WGNSradio.com.
Self-storage has never been so convenient, thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management, from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Dean Mrs.
Little Caesar's Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
Pizza's hot and ready whenever you want it. It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Drop by Little Caesar's and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Hi, I'm Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Our membership includes free personal training, tanning, group exercise, and childcare, all for only $14.99 per month. Two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville, and our newest location in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Visit gymolympus.com to learn more about membership. Olympus Athletic Club. Open 24 hours, Monday through Friday. Also open on Saturday and Sunday. Call 895-3110 for membership information.
The time is now. Ballpark's Auction. The time is now.
Absolute Auction in Woodbury at 475 Bryant Lane, Saturday, February 9th at 10 a.m. A 10,000 square foot commercial building will be selling during this Absolute Auction in Cannon County. See pictures online and also get directions at bobparksauction.com. Absolute Auction in Woodbury.
Bob Parks Auction.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at goprimetimesports.com. It's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. A recap of tonight's game presented by Prentice Allsup Heating and Air. When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com. Now, back to the WGNS Primetime Sports Team, standing by live for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show.
And welcome back to Randy King Gymnasium this evening. Brian Barrett along with John Dinkins as we wrap things up here and give you as many scores as we possibly can.